Welcome, and hopefully welcome back to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. It's Domain Dave, as usual. And today we have a semi-Mother's Day podcast. Nah, not really. I felt like drinking some cava. And we had the, better see if I can pronounce this, Codornu Limited Edition Cava Brut Reserva. Normally it's Anna Cordova, I think I mispronounced it that time. And this is a special edition Cava Brut Reserva that I found on sale for $8.99. So these are, Cava's made in the same way that champagne's made. You know, Prosecco's made in a big tank that's pressurized, and you know, they the pressure keeps the CO2 and puts the bubbles in there. And these are in the bottle the exact same way. The limited edition is because they did a wrap on the bottle. It's black and gold, and it looks pretty classy for an $8.99 bottle. It's an intricate design of, it's kind of French, but it's supposed to be Spanish. It would look good at your table. I mean, they did a nice job of it. The Reserva, that means that this second fermentation had to last at least 18 months, which is exactly the same as the regular entry level wines of champagne. Normal cava has to be at least 9 months, and this is 18 months. The longer it is in that triage, the second fermentation, the smoother and the creamier the wine gets. And that's why in champagne, the $750 bottles sometime are in triage for 7 years, 10 years. I mean, they just takes forever. And the wines really smooth out and incorporate all their flavors together. But for cava, 18 months, and especially for an under $10 wine, that's pretty pretty cool. And I'm going to take a sip. I get this out of the way before I forget about it. If you're looking for Mother's Day and you want to have mimosas, or anytime you're going to put like a peach puree, or some kind of added blueberry juice, whatever, to your bubbly, you shouldn't actually go out and spend a ton of money on that, because you're kind of not ruining it because you're having a great time drinking it. But a more inexpensive bubbly that tastes great is the way to go, because it's going to taste great and accept that stuff, and you're not, you know, you're not wasting a $45 bottle of Dom or something. And actually, this is great. This is a really good tasting cava. And one of the reasons why the taste might be a little bit different to a lot of people, cava usually has the three indigenous grapes. It's Macabeo, Charlo. Charlo's got a dot in it. It's a Basque name. These words are so old, they still have dots in the name. It goes back, way back. And Perlada. Those are the three grapes. Some of the grapes are kind of related to other grapes or what have you, but those are the three that usually in cava. But this one, 30% of this one is Chardonnay, which is the one of the top three, and you know, one of the top two really main grapes of Champagne. And it changes the flavor profile, and it smooths it out, and it this is a delicious $9 bubbly. You know, it's like a made exactly the same way. You know, the second fermentation is in the bottle. They 18 months. I'm gonna take another sip. I mean, it's really good. The acidity does a nice job. It allows the flavors to unfold because it's got good flavor. And when I wrote up my review on CheapWineFinder.com, and I have links to everything there, a lot of the words I was using were fruit flavors, which suggests that it's a sweet wine, but it's not a sweet wine. It's dry. It just has those flavors. And the acidity allows those flavors to unfold and yet sets up your palate for the next sip without ever getting spiky or maybe sharp. No, it's really a nice effort. I mean, if you're pouring people the wine, especially in this black and gold, if you can find the limited edition, I mean, it looks like it could be more expensive than it is, and it tastes more expensive than it is, and it is a... This is a wine that you'd want to pour orange juice in for mimosas, or do a cava, you know, put the Peace Freeway in for the cava rather than the Prosecco. You know, are all those things you can do, whatever, how adventuresome you want to be. So this is a really good tasting, easily sippable. Let's pop the top and watch, reruns on TV or something kind of wine. Because at $9, it's really good, and it's 11.5% alcohol, which is low. I mean, you can knock the bottle off and not have to worry about having a slight headache in the morning. This is going to be one of those ones you get up next day and have good memories of the night before and not going, what did I do? I just had another sip. Yeah, it's got a really nice... Normally, alcohol gives you a little bit of a weight on the palate, and this one doesn't have a lot of alcohol. It's a low alcohol wine. But the weight's still there, and that comes from a little bit, I guess, of the acidity, and maybe the Chardonnay is a little heavier wine, or a heavier grape wine. So I got to say, the Cordonio Limited Edition Cava Brut Reserva, and it's part of the Raventos family. I think it's 1872. Raventos is the first person to make cava. He came back from Champagne with the techniques, and he made it. So, This is part of that family, and this is a wine that has a long history. So there you go. It's good to go. So this is Dave from Domaine Dave from cheapwinefighter.com. We've got more wines coming. I think I got another diet wine coming up and a few other things. So keep it cheap. Hit the podcast like button if you can, because it does make a difference, though it makes us happy. So adios, keep it cheap. Bye-bye.